T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. And it's a snowy, snowy, snowy afternoon here in the city of Philadelphia. Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Well, it's a weird week because this is our second show of the week, but it's not Tuesday, Ike.
It isn't. You know what day it is. It's my favorite day of the week. It's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, brother. And we need some happiness with this weather out here. My goodness.
How was the drive in? You're coming from south. I'm coming from northwest. I came in. The minute I could leave today, I got in the car and I drove down here because I didn't want to get caught in what it looks like outside.
Even I left a little early myself, and I still left while it was coming down pretty good. And vision was bad on the way over, so, you know, drove about 35, 40 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I got here safely. That's all that mattered. I left early as well just so I could have enough time to – I don't have to rush.
Well, if you're out there driving around, maybe you left work a little early. Be careful out there and turn up the radio. I'm just assuming nobody works anymore when it snows, right?
Well, I know my kids didn't have school today.
No, nobody had school.
No.
And now you can see why it was probably a good idea. You didn't send them in to school.
Mm-hmm.
But just be careful out there, and we'll keep you updated. Ben's going to have the extended forecast coming up here. Well, it's supposed to turn the rain at some point, right?
Yeah. So
probably we're getting off the air.
Only when we're on our way home, we're good.
Hopefully, yeah.
Slush. Be slush out there.
Be careful out there. So, Ike.
Yes.
You know, both of us has kind of been back and forth, hot and cold. Are the Phillies going to sign Harper? Is he going somewhere else? One day we feel like, yeah, it's a lock. The next day it feels like, oh, my God, they're not going to sign him. Yesterday we were all over the place. I'll tell you where I am right now, and it's where I'm going to be until he signs or he doesn't. I'm done with it. I don't want Bryce Harper anymore. I don't. I don't want Bryce Harper anymore. The more I dig into Bryce Harper, the less less I like. And if he's not going to sign here and he doesn't want a 10-year contract and he doesn't want $300 million or whatever, fine. Go sign with the Giants. Go sign somewhere else. Here's one thing I know. The Phillies don't need Bryce Harper to win a World Series. They don't.
Yeah, they do.
No. They can build it in other ways. And if you're going to have a guy that's already not a leader, that already has issues down in Washington, that already is known as a selfish player, he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies don't need him. I'm just so sick of this entire situation. Just don't sign with the Phillies. Go to the Giants. Go back to the Nationals. Whatever. The Phillies are going to be fine. I'm officially done with it. I'm out.
I hear you, man. I hear the frustration in your voice. I hear it. Listen, I was frustrated Monday. I gave up Harper Lent. So I feel you. Doesn't mean I'm out on Bryce Harper.
Does that mean I can give up Harper Lent because I don't want him anymore?
Yeah. Yes, that does. It does.
Excellent.
Yeah, have you a monster. Yes, yes. Have you one. Yes. You go ahead and give it up. But it doesn't mean I don't want Bryce Harper, and it doesn't mean the Phillies don't need Bryce Harper if they want to be postseason participants. Now, will they be a better team than they were last year if they don't get Bryce Harper? Yeah, I think they've done a lot of nice things this offseason to put themselves in a position where, you'll be a contender in the NL East, but you won't be the favorite. And I don't even know, from a contender standpoint, where would you rank at with the other teams? You know, if Bryce Harper doesn't come here, he goes back to the Nationals, you certainly wouldn't be in front of the Nationals. Atlanta, what they've done, would you be in front of them? I don't think you would. I don't necessarily believe you would. So, yeah. Would you be better? Yeah, you would be better. They've done some nice things this offseason. And if they don't get Bryce, they may wind up doing something else, like add another pitcher or what have you, that would also improve the team. But it doesn't make you, in my opinion, a playoff lock. And I do believe if they were to get Bryce Harper, they are a team that's a lock for the playoffs. Yes, there are questions at the starting pitching position. But I think that's something that can be improved upon. As long as you can hit the ball and that lineup is dangerous, you'll be able to survive the first half of the season and then add that pitcher to push you over the top to be a playoff team. Without Bryce Harper, you're going to need more than just a pitcher to be a playoff team this year. So, yeah, it's frustrating. It's been tedious. It's been exhausting. Yeah,
It's been exhausting.
I'm with you on all of that. But it doesn't mean I don't want Bryce Harper. Now, I'll say this to you. I don't believe the Phillies are getting him.
I still think they are. Today, my official position is they are. I know that you don't think it's going to happen. I don't know who else is left standing here. Who's left standing? The Nats, maybe? To sneak in? I don't believe for a second the Giants are giving him 10 years. This is Scott Boras continuing, and it works to stir the pot. Next week, there'll be another team that is now interested and will still be where we are right now. Mm-hmm. Ben puts up the first Twitter poll of the day, at Mark Cerise, WIP. And as always, it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking for that perfect engagement ring? Make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers. Online, mark-jewelers.com or Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. And he says, are you souring on Bryce Harper at all? 61% say yes. This is Bryce Harper, but this is also the agent. The agent's trying to do his job. The player could stop the agent and just say, listen, this is getting ridiculous. But you don't sign up with Scott Boras to do that. You sign up with Scott Boras to do exactly what they're doing right now, right? Am I souring on Bryce Harper? I am. And more than I'm just annoyed.
Oh, you've soured.
More than just annoyed. here's what I did this morning. This is how exciting of a guy I am, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled him. And mm-hmm. I read every story about Bryce Harper. I Googled Bryce Harper overrated, Bryce Harper leadership, Bryce Harper, just anything, whatever came up when you put Bryce Harper, and then it gives you the suggestions afterwards. I read as much as I could about Bryce Harper. And you know what I come away feeling about Bryce Harper? He's a good player. He's an all-star level player, without a doubt. But he hasn't made his team better ever. The Washington Nationals, he hasn't made them better. They haven't had success, I believe, in large part because of being on the team. Because he's looked at and treated differently than everybody else. And he doesn't consider himself a leader, and he's not a leader. So now you have a guy coming here that, by the way, everybody thinks...
Well, it's hard for him to be a leader at 25.
I don't disagree with that. But if he's not ready to come here and be totally, totally different and realize that he has to be the leader of the team, and it's not just leading by example, it's also a vocal leader, then just don't even come here. Go back to the Nationals. John Heyman reporting 5 teams in on Harper, turned down multiple offers over $300 million. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
He's turned down multiple offers over $300 million.
Wow. I don't believe that.
Why not?
Because there's not 5 teams in on Bryce Harper over $300 million.
Let me tell you this. After yesterday, how can you rule out anything?
I can't.
After the Padres jump up out of nowhere and pony up $300 million, 10-year contract to Manny Machado. I can't rule out anything that's out there. We didn't believe the Padres were serious.
You're right about that.
So when I hear that the Giants are in, I believe it.
Well,
I believe it.
Do I think there's a dark horse candidate right now that people may not be paying attention to for Harper? It might be the Nationals, right? I mean, yeah, I could see someone coming in. And you know what? I hope it happens. Like, I don't want him anymore. I don't. It's just, it's too much nonsense. I don't want him. I'm out. Who's with me? 888-729-9494. And I'm still going to stay on Harper Lent. And I'm going to hope that.
What?
I'm staying on Harper Lent, that they don't sign him. And then after that, I can have my monsters again.
When somebody else signs him?
888-729-9494. Just look at what he's done in the majors. He's a very good player. He puts up numbers.
Yeah, you keep saying, look at what he's done in the majors. Yeah, I'm looking at it. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, but I guess my point is that while he's been a good player and statistically is a good player, is he the guy that you want to give that money to where now he comes here and he more or less, everything that's going to happen in that clubhouse is going to revolve around him and it's going to trickle down from him. Mm-hmm. So if that's not a great clubhouse, which, by the way, that team was a mess last year, and you have to consider him being a part of that. Writers for the Washington Post, at least one guy that we were trying to get in, said that he doesn't hustle, and he doesn't run balls out. And I found an article, I tweeted it out, where mm-hmm. two times in the first month of the season, he didn't run balls out to first base that if he would have ran, there was an error that he would have been safe, and it cost the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we aware of this? Because you know how we treated that with Jimmy Rollins? We still talk about that today.
Yeah, and it's amazing that both top free agents this offseason have that in their game. So it wasn't just Jimmy Rollins who run the first base. Oh, okay, so I guess Jimmy does feel vindicated with that.
You would think.
Well, I mean, there are players that do this around the league night in and night out. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
888-729-9494. We will
until it costs you.
We'll come back with the phone calls. But, I mean, really, Bryce, take the offer or go. I don't want you anymore. Go. 888-729-9494. The Phillies will be perfectly fine without having Bryce Harper. They still can build themselves to win a World Series without Bryce Harper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.